button.
Okay, so here we are, Shannon and I, and Lester.
Hello.
Having a very, very, very comfortable,
lazy Sunday.
Yes. We have not booed in a while, have we, Shannon?
No, we have not. Have you missed us, Audio Boo?
Have you missed us? Because, really, you should. So, what is going on in the state of the Shannon?
I had a really good Thanksgiving with really good friends, including the Mika.
Aww.
And then we went to karaoke on Saturday.
Out.
And I got to sing a new song that was younger than I am. And then, let's see what else happened this weekend. We went to Sherry's for breakfast and had
and oh my god, the best. Shannon had potato pancakes and I had like my favorite meat lover skillet. Oh,
it was delicious.
It was delicious.
And Lester had kibble. And Lester and I are trying to play with his toy. Only he's not letting me play with it. So he really basically fails at playing.
So let us have a reenactment of the way that Shannon tortured Lester yesterday. And has continued to make him kind of whine since she came over last month, if I recall. Yes? So yesterday we were heading outside. And Lester's quite the drama king. Like he's very dramatic when we are getting ready to leave, and he tends to only do it mainly like if someone else is in the house, so when he has an audience. So yesterday we're getting ready to walk out of the door, and what do you say, Shannon?
I said, "Hey Lester, are you ready to go on adventure time?"
And I said, "Actually, he's not going."
proceeded to go.
And then Shannon felt sad.
And he still didn't get to go.
And then when we were here for convention, it was so funny. Shannon was playing with his toy, you know, and she wasn't playing with the toy. She was throwing it for him.
No, what I was doing was I was trying to play tug of war with it.
Yes. And Lester, instead of doing what Lester normally does, which is dig in with all of his teeth and shake his head back and forth like a maniac, instead, he let the toy go, and he literally he whined as though he were crying.
He says that we're besmirching his character.
Oh, hello, Lester. Lester, how do you feel about Thanksgiving? What does that mean to you?
Lester's unable to talk because his mouth is full of his tire.
Here, out. Now, Lester, how do you feel about Thanksgiving?
I didn't get any extra kibble.
I see. Do you have a song that you would like to sing in terms of that?
Oh, I wish I had a kibble so big. I could eat all the kibble and then I would just have to be full.
What a beautiful soprano voice you have there, Lester.
That's what happens when you get nude.
Well, that's Lester talking about a thug life, as it were. We've had the best weekend ever, and Lester's trying to besmirch Shannon all over the place, I see. I have to save my keyboard. So, Shannon, what books are you reading lately?
I'm reading... I just started a book called Laid Bare by Lauren Dane.
One of my favorite authors.
It's about a guy there's a secondary character with a neck tattoo. I'm not sure I can get behind that, but...
I feel like that's the only character that's in this book.
It's the only one I really even care about the hero and heroine. Neither of them have neck tattoos.
I am currently reading...
Out.
Yes, my favorite book called Out.
Lester, Out. You're supposed to play with me, damn it.
Lester,
how? Can we play?
Come here. Come here. One moment, Audio Boo. Out. There. You have to be firm.
Maybe, I don't know if I should do this, Lester.
Oh, she smacked the dog in the head.
I didn't. I just...